Hey friends, are you familiar with the account of Joseph in the Bible? I want you to picture a 17-year-old who is the 11th of 12 boys in the family. And if you're thinking, wow, 12 boys, that's a lot of work for one woman. There's some family dynamics that you need to be aware of as we get into the story of Joseph. So Joseph's dad is named Jacob. And Jacob had actually 13 children, one daughter named Dinah, but all 13 children by four different women. He had one favorite woman whose name was Rachel. But Rachel couldn't have any kids, not for a very, very long time, but he wanted to have kids. And so he ended up having kids by three other women before finally God opened Rachel's womb and she gave birth to a young boy named Joseph. And Joseph, because Joseph came from Rachel, Joseph became dad's favorite. Rachel ended up having another son after Joseph, and his name was Benjamin. And as we go through the story of Joseph over these next couple of weeks, you'll need to keep that in mind, that Rachel had two boys, Joseph and Benjamin. But Joseph and Benjamin were dad's favorites, and that really irked the brothers. If you've ever had a relationship in a family where there's an obvious favorite to mom and dad, you know that that doesn't always go very well when dad likes one over the other, and the boys didn't like it. So there was some jealousy going on in the family already. But then Joseph had dreams. He was a dreamer. So God gave him some really incredible dreams that he was not shy about sharing with his brothers, and two dreams in particular. He came to his brothers one day as they were all working in the field, and they were working with some grain, and he said to his brothers, "Guys, I had a dream that we were all working in the field with some grain, and my sheaf of grain stood in the middle while all of yours bowed down to me." And that didn't sit well with them at all. And they said, "Oh, and I had another dream. I had a dream that that there were stars and there was the sun and the moon and everything. Every one of those things was bowing down to me. And guess how many stars there were in the dream? 11. And he had 11 brothers. And they didn't like that. And so there was some more jealousy. And then there was something that dad did that didn't help at all. He gave Joseph a richly ornamented coat. You may have seen there's a Broadway play about Joseph. And in the Broadway play, he has this multicolored, multifaceted coat that just is lavish. And we aren't told if he wore it all over the place or if he flaunted it in front of his brothers. But knowing a 17-year-old boy who knew his brothers were jealous of him and who knew he had dad's love and affection, I'm guessing he maybe did. But his brothers didn't like it. But dad treated him as a very special boy. It's a fascinating story that we're going to go through over the next couple of weeks. And you might be asking, well, what in the world does this have to do with you? Well, a couple of things. First of all, if you're in a family where there's some rough family dynamics, it's not the first time in the history of the world where God's ever seen that. If you're in a family where there's some rough relationships between siblings or between parents, yours isn't the first time that God's seen anything like that. We're going to see over the next couple of weeks that God knows how to deal with those things, and he gives us some good guidance on how to stand tall when our relationships get really broken and kind of knock our feet out from underneath us. And secondly, another thing, what does this have to do with you? Remember how Jacob, the dad, treated Joseph? How he treated him so special, unique? He showered him with his affection and his love. He gave him the unique, richly ornamented coat. Well, that's a picture of how God treats you. That's a picture of how God loves you. And that's something else that's also going to come through as we go through the life of Joseph over these next couple of weeks. We'll get to see a picture of how God feels about you, about how he sees you as someone who's so unique and so special, and somebody that he cares about and can't stop thinking about.